It is time to hop on a magic carpet ride and wish upon a star as we celebrate 100 years of Disney. Since 1923, Disney has been weaving magic with fantasy and fiction to create some of our most loved theatrical memories. That, of course, includes music. Disney 100, presented by MM Creative Productions, will see performers gather on stage to bring those songs to life across three epic performances this April. One of those performers is with us right now, Drew Weston. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for joining us. Now,
no problem.
People love Disney. What is it about the movies and the music that makes them so special?
I think it's obviously probably just the nostalgia of it all. It's like everyone, I mean, as you've just said, it's over 100 years old. And I think the first music animation came out maybe, I think it was either 70 or 80 years ago. So you're from that Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty period. So it appeals to, like, you know, our grandparents, our parents, and as well as, you know, the 20, 30-year-olds and then to the young kids. Like, we've got, at some stage in our lives, in our childhood, we grew up with Disney. So as soon as you hear the intro of a song, whether it be, you know, from Lion King to Jungle Book or something, you always have that nostalgia hit of your childhood from watching it, I think. And that's the beauty of this concert, where we just did it in on the Gold Coast a few weeks ago. And you do have all groups coming. So you've got your grandparents, your parents, and the grandkids, and it appeals to everyone. And so it's just quite a beautiful thing to watch as well. And you do hear all the ahs and ahs at the beginning of an introduction to a song, because everyone kind of remembers, like, oh, I haven't heard this song for ages. And yeah, it's that kind of nostalgia hit for you, and the songs that are so special, and pulls at all the heartstrings as well.
There's something so special about watching crowds from all different generations, multiple people from the same family, able to come together over something so special, a cherished memory like a Disney song.
Totally, absolutely. And we definitely did get that in the Gold Coast as well as in Sydney when they did it here as well. So Perth would exactly be the same thing. So as we're saying, it appeals to all kind of generations. Which is the beauty of it, I think.
Talk to me about the idea behind this concert. Like you said, you've been touring it around the country. It's landing here in Perth this weekend. What's sort of the concept here?
So the concept is, so you've got, it's with the Perth Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Jessica Getten, who's a Perthite herself as well. And so it goes to the music of Disney throughout the decades, as I was saying, kind of going from the Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella time up until, like, Little Mermaid, Lion King in the 90s, and then you've also got, the more contemporary with the Frozen and Encanto and Moana. So it's appealing to the younger generation as well. And so with the music, with the orchestra playing, we also have images of the film that we're singing. So again, it's a little, you might have a few little songs from each of the films, not all of them, or we'd be there for hours and hours and hours, but the selections of, you know, the best bits. And so while the performers are singing, you've also got the film up on the big screen behind us or to the side of us, playing snippets from that film itself. So again, it's double hard kind of nostalgia hit for you, where you've got the music as well as the animation in front of you. It's really beautiful. And also, anyone who has the opportunity to hear an orchestra live, it's just so special as well, to kind of be in that kind of room at the same time hearing that. So yeah, that's kind of the concept as well. So again, we also have moments where it's just the orchestra playing a beautiful introduction, or moments from, you know, Fantasia, which is another Disney film based on, you know, there's not many lyrics used in Fantasia, but there's moments from that film, which is, it happens in the overture. So again, it's just that kind of music where you're like, oh, I remember hearing this growing up. And so yeah, it is a really, it's a beautiful idea. And as I said, it appeals to all generations. So it's quite wonderful.
We're speaking this morning with Drew Weston, one of the performers as part of Disney 100. Think a giant orchestra, think performers on stage, some throwback movie clips in the background as well, performing some of your favourite Disney songs from some of your favourite Disney movies. Drew, how do you start to prepare for a role like this?
Well, lots of rehearsals. It's been a bit tricky because a few of the performers, we either live in Sydney or some in Melbourne. And so we have had rehearsals together, but there's a lot of kind of, you know, rehearsals you need to do at home. But when we get to Perth, which is tomorrow, you know, we meet up with the orchestra and we have a sing through with them. And that's also like, that's the joy of our jobs when we get to do it with an orchestra for the first time. And whether it was in Sydney or in the Gold Coast, it's just so, so special to sing with a huge orchestra like the Perth Symphony Orchestra as well. So we do a big sound check and, you know, technical aspects and things like that. So
I thought you were going to tell me that you have to watch the films. You have to really get into the character of Sebastian.
The beauty of that, we already know for these rehearsals. I mean, usually most of the Disney stuff we've already seen, like, you know, decades ago. But it's funny, I have to sing a song from Mulan, which is "I'll Make a Man Out of You," which I hadn't heard in years, but again, it's such a banger of a song. I'm happy to go back and watch the film again, because again, it's just, I haven't seen it for so long, but I just remember loving the music from it. And that's, yeah, it's great. And I've had people who did see it on the Gold Coast who said, oh, you know, I saw this and I went back and watched the film straight afterwards, because, you know, it had been years and I realized how much I used to love those songs. Or yeah, I chucked the Disney playlist on the car ride home, things like that. So yeah.
No such thing as too much Disney, hey?
Exactly, yeah.
If you would like to attend one of these, the Disney 100 the concert, it's presented by Double M Creative Productions. It's happening this Friday, Saturday and Sunday at the Riverside Theatre, Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre. I'll pop a link up to tickets on our website. Drew, before we let you go, what's your favourite Disney song?
My favourite Disney song? I think, do you know what, it's a song that I actually get to sing in this concert, and it's "Connected to Love Tonight." It's just something about that introduction and the orchestra as well. I just think it's such a beautiful ballad, and
it I think it's one of the earliest kind of
yeah, it's probably one of the earliest kind of Disney songs that I remember growing up with. I think Lion King. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
What a nice treat to get the family together, listen, go down memory lane, maybe introduce your kids to some of these for the very first time. Drew Weston, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and have the best time this weekend.
Cheers. I'll see you there.